The president sent federal agents to arrest a man for speaking. Don't get lost in anything else. The rest of the story. The president of the United States sent federal agents under direct orders to arrest a man for speaking. That people are getting all tied up in citizenship and visas and green cards and all this other. The president of the United States sent armed federal agents to arrest a man for speaking at a protest, and they are now trying to deport him from the United States. Do not get this messed up. Again, they're going to be like, oh, but he's supporting the president of the United States. Sent armed federal agents to a man's apartment, ripped him from the arms of his pregnant wife, threw him in a van, drove him across a river, tossed him into an ICE detention facility, then flew him halfway across the country to hide him deeper inside of the ICE deportation system. So that way his lawyer and his wife, who was 8 months pregnant, could not find him, all because he spoke at a protest. The president of the United States did this. And then the president of the United States has tweeted, along with members of his administration, along with his allies, along with his donors and others, that this is just the first one. The president of the United States is declaring that the First Amendment is dead, that the only speech that is protected is speech that Donald Trump allows. That is what this entire moment is. And anyone who tries to claim otherwise is lying to you. Or hoping that it isn't happening. Pull your head out of the sand. The president of the United States is arresting people for their free speech. And if this continues, we don't have a constitution.